Hi guys, and welcome to Books and Music Collide. On today's episode, I'll be reviewing a book titled Living in Gidi by Isaac Newton Aka. Gidi, a short form of Lasgidi, is a nickname for Lagos, the most populous city in Nigeria and the former capital of the country. The book is a collection of experiences from the lives of regular Nigerians who live in Lagos. It isn't specified whether this book is fiction or non-fiction, but having read it, I've put it down as creative non-fiction, as it doesn't contain the usual disclaimers, you know, you see in fiction. And also, I think the accounts are true, especially as the accounts exclude names and easily identifiable characteristics of the subjects. I'll read an excerpt from the book. It's very easy for a New Yorker not to believe in God, for he sleeps and wakes with electrical power uninterrupted, the microwave at his whispered call and the tap unbroken. The subway certainly would convey him to his desired destination in measured time and calculated charge. The well-mannered policeman would smile at him and his balls wouldn't shrink. Why would he for a moment contemplate the concept of an unblinking guy up there watching over him? "Cut the crap, mate. I'm good," he'd say. I mean, what does he need from this guy up there? In Lagos, you believe in miracles. It's the only thing that possibly explains why you're here still and reading this. What's atheism? How else is it that you survive weeks of darkness, holed up in a crowded, heat-spiced, mosquito-infested environment? Isn't it a mystery that you evade crazy, damnful bosses who drive against traffic rules with a swagger and Okada guys who, by all means, should be locked away in an asylum and the key thrown into the sambisa? It's got to be some divine miracle that you only from time to time incur losses of wallets, cell phones and business cards mistaken for valuables and not an arm or a leg. And those warning shots and accidental discharges from the guns of policemen, who by the way are your friends, smile now, missed you by a whisker. Phew. You should scream hallelujah now. Do it now. I beg, New Yorker, carry your ushikomot. God is alive here. It makes no sense that they say if you make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. Hello from Lagos. Living in Gidi is written in simple and clear English, but contains some Nigerian lingo and a smattering of Yoruba. Non-Nigerians may find it a little difficult to follow some stories, though the author occasionally explains some words. But there's always Google, right? Yeah. The chapters referred to as episodes are all preceded by a foreword written by Itodo Anthony, which serves as an introduction and summary of each episode. This book is only 90 pages long, but it's packed with stories about living in the not so glamorous parts of Lagos, dealing with everyday issues like job hunting, guarding your possessions so you don't get robbed on the streets, partying, encounters with the police, and so on. The accounts are tinged with humor, which takes the edge off them. It ends with a final episode about the humans of Lagos, which I thought was nicely written. What I liked best about this book were the beautiful pictures taken by Lebowie, which project the images the stories are trying to paint. Lovely collaboration. The writing style in Living in Gidi is bold and different. There were bits and throwaway comments which I found irritating, and a few copy editing errors. But overall, I think anyone interested in a humorous yet gritty read will like this book. The book is available on Okada Books for 500 Naira. It's also on Amazon. I've included links at the bottom of the page. The suggested song for this book is Ojo Elegba. Ojo Elegba is a place in Lagos, so I think it's really an apt song for this book. And also, Wizkid is mentioned in the book as an example of a grass to grace story. I hope you enjoy listening to it.
Been hustled to walk the sea.
Thank you for listening.